Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with my partner in crime. Her name is Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robin.
And, did I freak you out this morning? You were so worried I wasn't going to get on here on time.
Well, I was, because we had to talk to Aaron for a minute and, you know, get the machine to turn on, set up, and it just, I like a little moment to relax before we go on the air and get my thoughts together, and it was challenging.
I think I scared him.
Yeah, you did. Not much. So, everybody, here we are. First Saturday in June, and it is a free fishing day today. And, of course, the paper that gives me all the details on that basically says you don't need a fishing license, a trout stamp, you don't need your saltwater registry or anything like that. This Saturday, next Saturday, and the 4th of July, day of the 4th of July, I believe that's a Monday this year, you don't need to have any of that stuff. So that's a good and helpful thing for people that want to, you know, take the kids fishing today. It's not going to be overly hot. It's going to be mid-80s. It's not going to be, you know, that screaming nuts 90-some degrees like we've had this week. Nor is it going to be, you know, reminiscent of the times of Noah. So we're just going to have a normal hot Sunday, Saturday, summer Saturday, so you can take the kids or take your friends or just go fishing yourself
We're all set to go fishing.
Yeah, we're ready to go. I mean, we just got to get there. So, but anyway, that's the license-free day today and next Saturday and the 4th of July. So that's that. The Big Al's Let's Go Fishing tournament is getting underway from 7 till 2 today with the after party at Dock Sunset Grill in Oxford. The proceeds benefit the Oxford Volunteer Fire Department. Big Al Ledford was a big, giant part of that department for a long time.
And good friend of mine.
Good friend of Robin's. Never went fishing with Big Al, did you?
No, I did not.
He's great. Great guy. The other thing that's going on is the Maryland Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine was printed this week, so we are delivering that as we speak. So continue to watch for that. And I think we're going online this week end. So if you watch the Facebook page for Maryland Hunting Quarterly, you can. You can read the entire magazine online, and we'll, you know, you can scroll through there, find out where you can pick up a hard copy. We have mailed out some hard copies to some of our advertisers that are out of state, and or we'll be doing that today. And you know, so everybody's moving right along here at the beginning of June. So not much exciting happened this week. I did have a heart stress test. That was interesting. It was my. Go ahead.
Now, I think this is National Heart Cardiology Week or month or whatever, so it was perfect timing. And we should say everybody needs to keep an eye on that.
Well, that's true. It all started, I don't know, a couple months ago. I had a little twinge in my chest, and I thought, I wonder what that was, you know? And I thought at the time it might have been a little bit, you know, from stress.
It was me.
And it was. And
thanks, Dr. Condit, for...
So, Dr. Condit, nice guy.
Yeah,
waterfowl turkey. I mean, upland bird turkey hunter, Dr. Condit.
Fisherman.
Huh?
Fisherman, too.
Yeah, fisherman, too. Yeah, exactly right. Had the exam. He recommended a stress test. And I've had stress tests in the past, you know, on the treadmill, a couple of them, as a matter of fact. And always passed with flying colors. This time, same thing, no problem. You get an injection of a dye, a radioactive dye that flows through your veins, and allows the muscles of the heart to be shown on a photograph or a video, if you so desire. And that's probably what it was, a video, I guess. And the way it works is you get this injection, and then you go and have treadmill pictures taken of your heart. And that lasts for about 8 minutes. You have to rest for 45 minutes, allow the dye to get through your system. And then they call you into the camera room, and you go and sit in this, basically this giant camera that sits against your chest. And it's not uncomfortable at all. It's very, you know, it's very
non-invasive,
very casual. And they do that, and then they let you rest for a little bit. Boy, I'm having trouble with my throat here this morning. Sorry. And then they put you on the treadmill, and you're only going to be on the treadmill for 8 minutes or until you reach a heart rate of 129 beats per minute. And they monitor your blood pressure the whole time. And about two-thirds of the way through that, they give you another injection because you're going to get another series of photos taken after your stress test. And I think I made it 5.5 minutes or something like that, and I was already at the, I think my heart rate went to 137 or something like that. They were very happy with that I reached it. And you know, they you put you on a 1% incline, and then 3 minutes into it they raise another percent and increase the speed a little more, so it increases your strength a little bit, and all you got to do is keep up. So
I might say this wrong, and I know I'll hear from people. It's not actually a dye. It's a radioactive isotope.
Exactly. It's nuclear medicine. Yes, exactly right, Robin. Very good.
Well, no, because some people can have like allergic reactions to dyes.
Oh, yeah, no. Some people do have dye. It is a radioactive isotope that glows when you photograph it. Exactly right.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever it does. You know more about the medical stuff than I do, but our audience doesn't. I'm describing my experience.
No, but I was just saying I don't think it's a dye because I didn't want people to get nervous about
it. It makes your blood glow on the picture.
Okay. I was just...
Am I right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
I mean,
how else do they photograph
it?
It picks up the radioactivity, yes.
Okay, got it. It's a radioactive dye. Yes, your heart glows in the dark.
Oh, God.
So, in effect, it does.
Okay.
So, once you finish your treadmill, they help you off the treadmill, which is very nice. And, you know, continue to take your blood pressure. Your blood pressure goes up to about, mine went up to 180 over 80, which is, you know, pretty good. And they take you back, and they set you back in the camera, and you get another 5 minutes of video, and you're done. And then, I don't know, I had my results same day, I think, which was pretty cool.
That evening, yeah.
Yeah, that evening. So, and I don't have to go back to the cardiologist. Passed, I guess you can say I passed with flying colors or flying radioisotopes. Here we are. So, we're giving away another set of fishing tackle from High Tide Tackle, Tackle Box Tim, this month. And we hope that, I think I got a text somewhere from Tim. It was Tackle Box Tim's birthday this week. So I got another text with the details on that of what he's given away. But all you got to do to win the tackle package in the last Saturday of the month is simply call in 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Aaron, our producer. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, Aaron.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Just like that. And leave your name and number, go on the air with me, and at the end of the month we will generate a number out of all the calls that come in and match that number with your name, and somebody will win a pack of tackle.
Yeah, we will actually give you at some point a review on the package of, I'll get this wrong, snakehead lures.
Right.
They're lures, right? Correct.
Chatterbaits. Yeah.
Chatterbaits. Because we got some from Tim, and they look wonderful. I cannot wait to try them.
You and I both.
And I love snakehead. Thanks to Donnie Travis and his wife, Robin.
Yep, Robin, Donnie Travis, indeed. So very good eating fish, no question about it. to those of you who have eaten it or eat it on a regular basis, we are envious. So there we go. All right. Let's see what we got here.
On the phone.
Yeah, Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan, Rob. How you all doing?
Doing good. Doing good. How are you? Is things going well for you this week?
Yeah, just normal stuff. Same old.
I hear you.
I understand that. Some days it feels like the week just flies by and you don't even know what you do, but you seem like you do it all the time.
Yeah, it seemed like was it a week ago I talked to you? It seemed like about 2 days.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that something? It just flew by this week.
How did you make out in the storms?
Yeah, okay. I guess it was sort of like a hit and miss stuff. Well, it did stuff, but next door neighbor, he had that one above ground pool and messed it up.
Yeah, we didn't have like any rain or we had lots of rain, no wind. But my daughter, and they lived in Harmony, she said the wind was almost going back up in the sky. The wind was so strong. The rain was going back up. Right. She said it was unbelievable.
Like straight line winds or tornado type activity.
I mean, I don't know if anybody heard if it did, something did happen down there. I know her mother-in-law's window was broken out of the front of her house and some big concrete statue was actually moved on the back porch. And
wow.
Furniture was flown into the yard. And
yeah, folks down in Cambridge got some hail out of this storm.
I thought you had hail when you were talking to me on the car. You said, no, that's just the rain.
Yeah,
that
was quite a day. What day was that? Thursday. That was quite a day. Started in...
Thursday.
Yeah. Drove, picked up the magazines in Dover. Drove to Elkton and started my route in Elkton down through Bel Air and hit 95 on Bel Air and drove straight down to Waldorf. It was a long day, and it didn't really hit the rain till afternoon, until I was on my way to Waldorf, and traffic was backed up on 301, and the rain was pounding down, and you couldn't see anything. And I just continued on to Waldorf and La Plata, and then turned around and came back, and it rained pretty much the whole way home. But it was quite a day, and I despise delivering paper magazines in the back of my truck, you know, when it's pouring down rain, you know what I mean? So, but we made it through, very little loss on the magazines. So, but we just do what we got to do. So, yep. But we got through it again, so, you know, it's been quite a rainy season for sure.
Mm-hmm. Got any other things coming up for you?
Not right at the moment. Not right at the moment. Mm-hmm. So,
one up in
August, up in Garrett County, up at the county fairgrounds up there in McHenry. So,
we're looking forward to that one, to getting back up there.
Exactly. Yeah.
We love that area.
Yep.
For somebody who loves mountains, I live on the flattest.
What's that?
See, I'm doubting I'll be getting going there.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. So.
Have you ever traveled up there, Glenn?
I was up sort of that way one time, but
Garrett County, Deep Creek Lake area.
Yeah, I don't think I got quite that far out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got it.
If you ever get a chance, take it.
It's a beautiful part of Maryland, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
Okay.
Okay, buddy, we got to let you go. Yep. You have a great weekend.
You have a super weekend, Glenn.
Yeah, you all take care and come visit.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you next week.
See ya. Yep.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, time to take our first break. We have a great lineup of sponsors this week. It's been really good. We've added, last week we added, we told you about Good Times, Crab House and Catering. We'll talk about them in just a minute. And this week we've added Madonna Seafood. We've had Madonna Seafood in the past as far as carry out crabs and all you can eat crabs in a nice restaurant sit down situation. They're up there in Whitehall, Nashville Road.
We've got a couple of our super sponsors back that we just really, really enjoy having.
Oh, we love talking about them and that type of thing. So Well, I want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. Of course, they have everything for fishing. They've got the Ugly Stick rods and reels, the Fluger rods and reels, and you know, talk about free fishing day. Stop in, get some new line wound on that old reel of yours, and get some fresh bobbers and hooks and weights and live bait. If you want to get some worms there, you can do that, or minnows. If you want to fish with minnows, they've got everything right there at the shop. And Clyde's has been around since 1957, so they know what they're doing. Yeah, Mike and Rich and the guys that work there, you know, they can help you with anything you need at all. And don't forget to take a look at those St. Croix fishing rods while you're there. If you're really thinking about getting serious about going fishing or you just want to upgrade your old tackle, check out that line of St. Croix rods. They are well worth the price. You can check them out all at Clyde Sports Shop. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. So, longtime sponsor, Clyde Sports Shop.
And since you got some extra money, it's free fishing day. Go in there and have some fun.
I just said that.
I just reiterated it.
I got it. It's good. Yep. Get some worms, get some bobbers, get some line, get a new rod and reel, get a rod and reel for the kids. You can do all that. Okay, look, you put it off long enough. Summer's here. Time to dress up that backyard and deck for fun times with your family and friends. Crab feast, you know, family reunions, get together, you know, a couple of beers in the backyard. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Had a long conversation with Bill, the owner, the other day, and he was telling me about the lengths that he goes to serve his customers. You know, with freight and shipping the way it is and not wanting to wait, he'll actually drive, you know, as far as St. Louis or something like that to get a part or get a pickup for some folks in the company truck. He said, you know, that way we get it back here sooner and we can make some stops at several vendors along the way and pick up things that we need for the customers. And I thought that was outstanding customer service. So, giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially over 300 Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. And if you want an old wooden picnic table, you know, an old, what do they call it? What do they call that lumber, Robin? Treated lumber. Yeah, just a wood picnic table. They've got them round and square. Benches, you can get those too. But if you don't, you know, care for the poly, and they've got that if you want to stop by. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas, which impress me. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and the furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And you know what? Backyard, hold on. Sorry about that. I hope you didn't hear that sneeze. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. You won't hear that on other radio shows, folks. You won't hear the host sneeze in the middle of a commercial.
They won't hear a lot of things they hear on here.
That's true, too. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And here we go. Good times. Hey, if you live in Baltimore and you've tried crabs all over, maybe in your area, but you haven't tried them at Good Times, well, here's what you do. I'll tell you how to get there. Oh, my goodness. I got too much stuff going on here.
He's got all these. You should see the papers he's got.
I got more papers than you can shake a stick at. So all I got to do is find them. Find the commercial. And it's easier said than done. Hey. Crab and seafood lovers. There you are. Are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family. Been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years, and they know seafood. They have Chesapeake Landing restaurant down there in St. Michael's, just below St. Michael's. And now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B on Route 26 West. Convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, golf shrimp, and snow crab legs. And Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast, big ones, with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. So if you're having a, you know, you're having a crab feast for your organization, we recommend calling 443-657-7187. 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. That number again, 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good times, and good crabs. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. Kept her picture on his wall. Went half crazy now and then. He still loved her through it all. Hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. Dated 1962. He had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today.
All right, George Jones. That's the, I think that was the best country song for 2 years in a row. I think it got a Country Music Award for that. He stopped loving her today. Unfortunately, it's a song about a guy dying. So way to wake up the show, Aaron.
I love that song. I love that
Robin song. Loves the song, but you're putting our listeners to sleep.
No.
Yes. Any callers on the line, buddy? Not yet. No wonder you put them all back to sleep.
Alan.
410,
yeah, he's being a smart.
410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'm going to tell them about, hey, going out in the backyard and having a crab feast with your friend, you know, then get... All right, folks, wake up and give us a call if you want to win a fishing tackle package this week, or this month from Tackle Box Tim and High Tide Tackle, 410 WCBM 680. We will have a guest coming on at 6 o'clock. I think you'll enjoy this. Marcia Pradines Long has been a guest before, a while back, a couple of years ago, talking about Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge and the increased fishing opportunities and hunting draft hunting plan for the wildlife refuges, which is Eastern Neck and Blackwater. That's coming up at the 6 o'clock hour. There's a draft plan is out there for public comment. We've talked about it a couple times, some things that people were concerned about, you know, the authorizing of straight wall cartridges for deer hunting on the Blackwater Complex and the Eastern Neck. You know, those are both in shotgun counties. One's in Kent, and I believe, and the other one is in Dorchester. And then there's a discussion about whether they should authorize the use of high-powered centerfire rifle because, you know, the county, is you're allowed to use that in Dorchester County. You're allowed to use the centerfire rifles for deer season. Then there's some opening of some fishing areas and some authorizing of areas where people have been fishing that were not necessarily authorized. There's also conversation about switching to all copper ammo. Makes it a little difficult to use your muzzleloader, but it's not impossible. I've been researching that on my own as I travel around. There's plenty of copper sabots out there for muzzleloaders. That's the biggest part of the season down there. And then, of course, shotgun, that may be a little trickier to find copper solid shotgun shells, but it's proven science. So hey, let's talk to Mark in Millville, Delaware. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Hey.
Good, glad to have you back, Robin.
Thank you. I feel much better. At least I can talk today.
Good.
I was coughing so much y'all would have never heard my voice.
And talk.
Alan is really pushing it today. He's picking on me and picking on Aaron. Okay. He is going to be lucky if he makes it through this show. Aaron, I'm on your side. He is pushing it.
There's no side. Aaron said there's no side.
Oh, you don't have any idea.
So how are things in Delaware, buddy?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Did the storm impact you very much the other night?
It ruined the beach.
Did it really?
It's horrible down there.
The beach is so severely eroded that they've made some repairs already. They replenished it during the winter, and they're going to have to do it again this winter.
That's no good.
No, but no, I mean, good. People can still come here, and there's enough beach they can have a real good time. But things like the sand ramps that led over the dune down to the beach, those were wiped out, so they pushed sand back and rebuilt them. But all the beaches in Delaware, in southern Delaware, are pretty bad.
Wow. Well, now, is it just, do you think that they might have had some tornadic activity down there, or is it just a severe...
Not that I'm aware. No, actually, this is going back 2 weeks ago. That came through.
Yeah. That's the one people were showing me, golf ball size, tennis ball size hail that just smashed their houses and their cars in Dorchester County.
Yeah, it was equally bad here, I guess.
Wow.
The one the other night was just we had a lot of rain, which was good because it had been dry.
Yeah.
But that wasn't bad. It was the nor'easter that was bad. But like I said, I mean, there's still plenty of beach people can enjoy. It's just narrower than it was.
Got it.
But, they built up these huge sand dunes, and it worked. There was none of the towns got flooded.
Well, that's a good thing.
Wonderful thing.
Yeah.
So they're, everything's open.
Well, I think that's why they call this Barrier Islands, so that they take the brunt of the storms.
Yeah.
You know, and keep them off the mainland. And you know, they simulated the same thing with the way they built the beaches up. So understood. You know, with the dunes and so forth. Understood. So.
But well, good. You know, with climate change the way it is, we're about 5 miles from the ocean.
Yeah.
On 69.
You'll soon be able to fish off your deck.
Yeah, there's a chance that I'll have oceanfront property one day if I live forever.
What was that song, Ocean
Sound? I'd be glad if that never happened, by the way.
I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
That's
yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, that's... I think that when you look at the coastline of the United States and you look at Currituck Sound and you look at the shape of Louisiana and you look at the shape of North Carolina and Virginia and even Florida, you can see that this nation has endured storms for eons. As far as climate change is concerned, I think we're always going to have, you know, cyclical, however you say it, periods of storms and peace. You know, I look at the way the shapes of these states, you know, and it looks, you can tell when a storm hits, it's hitting in the same spot that it hit eons ago, you know? So the city of New Orleans is the city of New Orleans, but, you know, it's pretty much built below sea level. So
yes, it's a great big bowl built below sea level filled with Democrats.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You should have heard me going off yesterday.
Robin went crazy when listening to the news yesterday with all this gun stuff. I mean, just crazy.
Oh, so, my God, where do you start?
Yeah.
You know, the problem, I think, is politicians have their own motives for saying and doing things, but real people care about solving problems, and some politicians, maybe most, like to perpetuate those problems because it gives them something to run on. And the unspeakable tragedy, there's nothing I could possibly say that's worthy of the lives of all those innocent people. But they don't deal with, the politicians don't deal with, they fixate. They fixate on objects, and they, for their own reasons, they won't talk about people and behavior. They don't talk about fatherless boys growing up. They don't talk about mental illness, and we certainly have an abundance of that after the 2 years of lockdowns and
hospitalization.
They don't talk about real problems that real people can agree on. They just fixate on things. So I have a friend was a mentor when I was working, and he hated guns. And because of all the children, innocent children,
right?
That's redundant. Most of the time, innocent children who die from guns. And I said, so you want to ban guns to save lives of innocent children? Oh, absolutely. I said, then join me in my quest to close all private pools.
Exactly.
And he said, why? And I said, the statistics are very clear. 3 times more children die in private pools, and nobody needs a private pool. There are so many public pools with licensed lifeguards available. There's no reason to take the risk and lose all of these innocent children. Well, I've never been to his house, but I gather he has a private pool, judging from his response.
So he was less than positive about your assessment, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so there we go. Even he, and he's a very decent, sincere person.
Sure.
But even there, the issue never was saving lives of children.
Right.
Or not entirely.
And
it was about a fixation on guns.
Do not let children ride horses.
Yeah.
You know? So.
So, human nature being what it is, it can be frustrating, but the politics of hate, I mean, nobody can other than the participants can like what we're going through now.
That's true. Yep.
In agreement with Elon Musk and Bill Maher and a lot of people, I think, wow, the world really has turned upside down.
Yep, it's flipped on its head, that's for sure. So, oh my gosh. All right, buddy. Well, look, thanks for bringing the voice of reason to the Outdoors and Radio show and putting things in perspective when it comes to that.
Well, you're welcome, and as I've often said, when I'm the voice of reason, we're all in trouble.
Nah. Well, you have a great weekend.
You two do the same. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks, buddy.
Have fun.
Talk soon.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. Bye-bye. Oh, that's good.
I love it.
Yeah. So, all right, let's talk about...
I'm looking at a picture of our guest that's coming on later.
What's are you? Oh, on the Facebook page.
No, it was on my... I had saved it to my thing because I put it on the Facebook page.
I see. I gotcha. Well, we got a couple more sponsors we ought to tell the folks about.
Okay.
We sure do. As soon as I find the scripts again. There we go. Oh, look at you, Alan. You are more organized than you thought, which is scary. Mm-hmm. How about that? Hey, Madonna Seafood. You know, Lady Madonna. You know, Beatles and Madonna, the name of Mary the Beloved. Mary, Madonna Seafood. It's a little town in Maryland. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road north. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Now, Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service, casual dining with all-you-can-eat crabs, a quiet atmosphere, and an extensive menu. It's a great restaurant. Take exit 27B off 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and boom, you're there at Madonna Seafood on the right in the little plaza there. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, just up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and they're closed on Mondays. 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Hit the website, madonnaseafood.com. Spurry's Tire Service, back in action. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, is where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. I was just there yesterday. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or truck, any make or model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing and filling your vehicle's air conditioning problems, 24-hour truck service, and more, has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires to call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. I've got 90,000 miles on this set of tires. Guess where my next set's coming from? That's right, Spurry's Tire. Visit their website, spurrystire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It's all set. They got the bug boy on.
The bug boy.
The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're going to break his maiden.
Really?
But it's a little slow out there. It rained last night. Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
Oh, classic moment from Seinfeld, that's for sure.
Is that what that's what? That's yeah, Kramer,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was Kramer.
That is cool.
Yeah, his
like
mutter
that.
Was a mutter.
His mutter was a mutter.
Yeah. Gotta love
I used
it.
To call my mutter a mutter.
You did not.
Just kidding around with her for a couple of years. Hey, mutter.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. You know why the phones are a little light this morning? Because it's a beautiful day. Everybody's out there doing their thing. Getting out early, going fishing, you know, why not? So, but if you want to win some fishing tackle, the only place you can win a fishing tackle package is right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. And that is call us up at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and get your name and phone number on the list at the end of the month. On the last Saturday of the month, what we'll do is we'll put everybody's name in the hat figuratively. Robin has this random generator on her. Random number generator on her phone, and she puts everybody's name next to a number. She rolls the dice on the phone, so to speak. A number pops up, corresponds to a name, and that's how you win. Get your name and number on the list with Aaron, and then go on the air with us. Just say hi. I wanted to get in the contest. Want to win some fishing tackle, or make any other comment you want to make, and you'll be glad to do that. Now, look, speaking of comments, Marcia Pradines Long is coming on next. She's the complex manager for the Wildlife Refuge System here in Maryland, and particularly Blackwater. And she'll be she's a hunter and an angler, and she's going to be coming on talking about...
She's a great person.
Oh, she is just a great person. She'll be coming on talking about draft proposals for hunting and fishing on the National Wildlife Refuge Complex here in Maryland. I say it like that because everybody knows about Blackwater in Dorchester County, but there is another National Wildlife Refuge, Eastern Neck, up there in Kent County, and it has its own set of hunting and regulations and things like that. So, Dorchester, Blackwater is known for the Sika deer and Harriet Tubman and snakeheads and all that stuff. So the other one, we don't want to give any, slight to, Eastern Neck. So, we'll talk about all that. We'll talk about the one by one, the proposals on fishing and hunting. And, we'll discuss that, and we'll have room for your phone calls if you'd like to comment on anything you've read online. If you go to the Outdoors and Radio Show website or Facebook page, there are two posts. Both of them have Marcia's picture on them. One is announcing that she'll be here today, and the one before that is got the links to some of the proposals if you want to get read up on them, and then call with a question or comment. We will take that too. So but right now we're hoping to hear from you because we got plenty of time, and we got to take another break here in a few minutes. So matter of fact, it won't be very much longer till we have to take a break. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So that's that.
A couple callers.
A couple callers? Okay. Who's first?
Hold on. Sorry. I just got off of there.
Ronald. Good morning, Ronald. How are you?
Good morning, Nick Alan, Gary. And good morning, Miss Robin. Thank you all for taking my call.
Sure.
From around where Miss Ruth is. Alan, still enjoy listening to the show each and every Saturday morning.
Oh, I'm glad.
Forward to it. How you feeling, Miss Robin?
Robin?
What?
He asked how you're feeling.
I'm feeling much better, thank you. Sorry, I was...
Has the dog come along?
And let me tell you.
The puppy. It wasn't.
Yeah.
But he's a dog now.
She's very close to dog. She looks like a dog now. She got groomed the other day, and all that furry puppy fur and all that stuff went away. And her legs look like three times longer, and she's slimmer, and she's just so much fun. So much
fun.
Oh,
I wish I could see her.
She's bad.
She'll be 6 months.
Yeah, she'll be 6 months here in about 2 weeks. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so. All right, Ronald, look, best to you and Miss Ruth, okay?
All right, well, and Miss Robin, I got a couple friends' birthday the same as yours, and so I know what it is.
Thank you so much, Ronald.
To you, but I'll call you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And God bless.
God bless you, buddy.
You too.
All right, Alan. Ronald. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right. We have Gary. I think we missed.
We didn't miss him. Ronald was before Gary. Hi, Gary. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. What's going on?
Gary. Oh, just checking in, seeing where the fish are at.
Well, the fish are, as I've always said, fish swim. You know, Love Point was the last I heard, but that doesn't mean they're still there.
Okay.
So.
Got it.
Follow the boats.
Follow
boats and birds. That's all you can do. Yeah.
We used to always follow the birds.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Have you been out?
Not yet. Boat's in the driveway. It's going to get in tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Oh, fun.
Good. Enjoy that. I would start up there around the bridge. I'd start there at Love Point and work your way down Bloody Point or something like that. See where they are. Just follow the boats.
All right. Well, thanks.
Okay. All right, buddy. Take care.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And before the break, we'll try to get to Richard in Greensburg. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Hi, Richard.
Good morning. How are you folks today?
Doing good, Richard. How about you?
Well, I'm doing real good, but I'm heading west this time, getting away from the shore for a few hours.
Uh-huh.
And the sunset over the bridge, or sunrise, rather, over the bridge was beautiful this morning.
Oh, glad to hear
that. Sounds like it.
Yeah, I wish I was out there. I see the headboats going out this morning, and hopefully they'll do real good today.
Sure.
That sounds wonderful.
Well, I got to go to the Western Shore a lot, and, always like coming back to the Eastern Shore. There's no question about that. So.
Yeah, well,
I lived over there. Lived over there for 35 years, and life on the shore is good, man. Life on the shore is good.
Well, I'm from West Virginia originally, and they say that's God's country, but the Eastern Shore of Maryland's pretty darn close.
Pretty close is right. Yep. Not many hills though here on the Eastern Shore. Not as many as there in West Virginia.
That's what I was saying earlier. I'm a mountain person. I live on the flats.
I've been on the shore since the 70s, and I kind of got used to that flat land. Driving in the mountains is a whole different animal.
You're not kidding. So,
you came over here when I came.
I'm fishing in soon, so you folks think of me. And if I find any snakehead around Cambridge somewhere, I'll try to get you some.
Sounds great,
awesome.
Buddy. Sounds great.
I love my snakehead.
Yep. Sounds great. Well, we're getting ready to get after them this summer, so we'll see what happens.
I can't.
All right.
All right, buddy.
You all take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. You do the same. Thanks, Richard. All right. There goes Richard. Fantastic. Love to hear those calls. People in their cars, headed somewhere nice. That's great. Hey, Madonna Seafood. is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizzas, subs, and a whole lot more in the carryout. So call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service, casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs, a quiet atmosphere, and an extensive menu. I like eating there at Madonna Seafood.
Yeah, it was good.
Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and there you are at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., but closed on Mondays. 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. For Madonna Seafood, madonnaseafood.com. Do you have that beautiful fireplace that you never use? You know, you just don't want to haul the wood. You don't want to cut the wood. You don't want to drag the wood into the house. We did, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Turn it on for 5 minutes, get the chill off the room, turn it back off, you're good to go. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and you should act now before the fall rush. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the future cold weather. It'll be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Crab and seafood lovers. Are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore with over 40 years of experience, and they know seafood. Now their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B on Route 26 West, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, gall shrimp, and snow crab legs. And Good Times Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering, that's what I wanted to say, specializes in on-site crab feast. If you're having a big gathering at your church or your fire company or your legion or your conservation organization, well, they have catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good times, and good crabs, only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Get out, stay safe. See you next hour.